I love how episode 44 was, we're back. And now, February 1st, 2022.
What is this,
over a year ago.
A year and two months later.
A year and 2 months later, we're back talking about barbells and machines. Okay, Kyle. Barbells, machines. This is like, you've been MIA from Twitter because you think you have better things to do than scroll the timeline all the time. But now it's like there's literally a war going on between like all the machine optimal bros and the barbell supremacists such as myself. And a lot of it has to do with them claiming that machines are better for physique and muscle building and hypertrophy. I like to meme it out and say hypertrophies, but whatever works there. And then the barbell bros, they say barbells are terrible and not optimal for muscle growth at all. And then you're just going to end up getting hurt with barbells if you train with them for too long. Right. So what's your take? What comes first when it comes to machines versus barbells?
Which comes first? Good question. I think what comes first is definitely a base understanding of how to lift in the first place. So obviously just building that foundation. If we think of a pyramid, you're obviously going to want to build up that base as wide as you can before you start going up. And I think barbells do a great job of helping you learn that foundation of how to lift properly. I think if you start off with machines, it doesn't really make sense, only because you're only training in a specific plane, right? Like, let's say you're using the incline press machine. You're only training in that one, what do you call it? In those three planes, and it's fixed, right? It's fixed to what the machine wants you to do. And you will never be in a real world situation where you're working in fixed planes like that, right? When you're lifting a box off the floor, you're doing whatever you can to lift that shit up. You're not like pretending it's a machine and it's only going up the y-axis, like it's going up and down, right? The x and the z stay constant. I don't know why I'm using like math terms now, but that's how I'm thinking of it. So when it comes to barbells versus machines, I think what comes first is definitely whatever can get you to lift properly. And actually, I'm going to take a little twist here. I think also barbells versus machines versus dumbbells, because I think dumbbells play a similar role to barbells here, in which if you're doing a front squat or I'm just thinking of maybe an RDL, when you're using a barbell or dumbbells, it's kind of similar in terms of the way it moves, right? Either a barbell or dumbbell, you're still moving in that similar plane. The only difference is a barbell, obviously, it cuts you. It's just straight across, whereas with dumbbells, there's no bar really blocking your way. But I think both of those are really good in terms of helping you understand how your body should move before going into machines. And the reason for that is because machines will limit your range of motion and the planes you're moving in, whereas barbells and dumbbells teach you to move in the full range of motion which your body's supposed to move in. Does that make sense?
Yes, I see where you're going with this. Yes. So like the big argument towards machines is like the stability factor, you know, the fact that you are strapped down pretty much and you're forced to go through the particular range of motion that the machine wants you to. So the people arguing for machines being better is for that reason, the fact that you have a bunch of stability and you can focus solely on the target muscle group or groups. Right. So when you're putting the maximum amount of tension, mechanical tension on a certain muscle group, according to the wonderful literature, that's going to lead to more optimal hypertrophy over something where you have the balance factor and the coordination factor in it, like barbells and dumbbells do, you know, like the free weight factor of. It's not just you producing force against, it is you producing force against the resistance, but you are directly hitting it with a target muscle on a machine with a bunch of stability. Whereas with a, you know, barbell, say a squat, you have to balance the bar and you have to balance yourself and you have to balance the center of mass over yourself. So it's when we bring this back around to the question of what goes first, what should you do first? And when do machines become effective? So my take is in order for a machine to be effective, you need to have built up your ability to produce force like a lot. So who's going to have more, who's going to be able to put a better stimulus on a muscle group? Somebody who is a brand new wet noodle lifter, like doing like a chest press machine, or a, you know, like a machine bicep curl, or somebody who was a brand new lifter. They learned how to coordinate themselves. They learned how to produce force against the barbell and balance it. And they took their bench press from 125 pounds to 225 pounds. Are they going to have a more effective experience with machines than somebody who just went right into machines? That 225 pound bench presser is probably going to be like maxing out most like arm machines, you know, whereas the other one is not. That somebody who works on a machine is probably, who's brand new, isn't going to be lifting nearly as much on a barbell. Does that make sense?
I actually got a question now that you're bringing this up. Are we taking form out of the equation?
Absolutely not, Kyle.
I mean, in terms of, let's say it's a brand new lifter, right? And will they have proper form or proper technique going into both? Are we kind of making the variable?
Well, the thing about a machine is the technique's built in.
Yes, but no, right? Because you can also cheat using a machine.
Sort of.
You can. I'm just thinking of, I don't know why the incline chest press machine's just in my mind, but I've seen people use that machine and they'll like squiggle around, use all the muscles they can to try to push that weight up, where they're messing up their back on the bench, their butt comes off the chair, they're just doing everything possible to lift that weight. And that's why I think I wanted to ask you, is form being held constant here? Because you can, who's to say that using a machine, you're doing the lift properly, even though it is fixed, right? Because even if it is fixed, there are ways for you to cheat your body to move a certain way where it's not supposed to move.
There's almost like you manipulate yourself on the, you can manipulate yourself on the machine in order to lift it effectively. The thing about like a barbell lift though, is you get punished for technique that isn't close to sound.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you trying to cheat a bench or a squat is a little bit more difficult. Actually, like a bench press is pretty easily cheatable. You've always seen like the 16-year-old bros where they like slam it off their diaphragm, heave it up and their hips come up. It's like, that's cheating, right? But like, if we took this in control, we took this argument with people in control, you know, the force production ability that you can get from learning how to lift barbells correctly with the squats, the bench, the deadlift, the press, all those things that all the other like 45 episodes that we talked about from like 2 years ago that are still the same.
So with the barbell, you learn to produce force while also having to coordinate it, right? And you get punished for not doing it within a certain route. So like a squat, if you get the bar forward of your midfoot, you know, your hips shoot up and the bar speed slows down a ton, right? And so by you learning to coordinate yourself under something that's unbalanced and you getting stronger with that, all of a sudden it makes the machine work like so much easier to execute. that's kind of, I think, where I was going before we cut out.
Got it. I'm thinking just from the standpoint of hypertrophy, they both accomplish the same thing. The one argument people usually make is the fact that barbells beat you up more, right? And that's why they use machines, because, you know, you're only using the certain body part you need. But I don't know how necessarily true that is, because when you're using a flat bench, and when you're using when you're doing a flat bench with a barbell versus a flat bench with a machine, you're still using the same muscles. And if you're using the machine, I think one thing is that the form should still remain the same. Your chest should still be like, you know, flared out a little bit. Your upper traps should be on the top bench of the machine. There are a lot of things that still remain the same, but you only learn the proper technique from doing the barbell lifts in the first place. Same thing with like a hack squat. You're only going to use the hack squat machine effectively if you learn to use the barbell effectively in terms of learning how to squat properly. So I think when it comes to which comes first, barbells and even dumbbells, I think, do a better job of disciplining you and teaching you the proper technique, so that when you do go to the machines, I think it'll benefit you more in the future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like, the reason I'm so pro barbell, like barbell then machine, mm-hmm. is that, you know, just that base strength foundation and the base of muscle that you can build by getting stronger under the barbell, just using those basic movement patterns. That makes you, again, it makes you better at everything. And one of those things that it makes you better at is doing machines. So for instance, I've got my own gym and it's mostly, you know, barbell focused. I've got dumbbells, I've got some cables, but like no actual like, you know, plate loaded machines outside of like a seated row and stuff. But I can go to the local rec center at the college where they've got, you know, the full on machine circuit, and I can max out every single one of them. Every single one can completely max it out. So like the barbell though, I ain't fucking close to maxing out a barbell on anything. You know, those calibrated plates, you can put like 1500 pounds on a bar.
Yeah. You're not maxing out.
So from a strength perspective, what's better, you know, just because it has an optimal angle to hit your fucking psoas muscle. I don't, you know, like, what do I need? I can get a ton of tension on my psoas muscle squatting, you know, or just those funny little things where it's like, this machine was built to hit my, you know, hit my adductors at the right angle. And, you know, but if I can squat in the mid 400s, I can max that machine out. Or, mm-hmm. you know, if I can deadlift mid 500s, then any of the machines that are lower body, I can for sure max out. So like you run out of room to increase load on machines a lot of the times. And then the plate loaded ones, obviously you can add a little bit more weight to those, but you know, so from an effectiveness standpoint, if you can teach a guy or a girl to lift barbells and lift free weights effectively, for them to squat, for them to bench, for them to press, for them to deadlift, for them to curl, for them to do chin-ups, if you can teach somebody that, like, they can go train at like any gym in the world. Mm-hmm. But like all machine circuits made by different companies are built differently. Like a barbell is a barbell, right? But if you go to Gold's Gym in Twin Falls, Idaho, and you do a machine circuit because you want to be optimal for your hypertrophies, and then you go to Planet Fitness and you do a machine circuit, those machines are set up differently. Like how do you judge your progress? The weight stacks, you know how like the weight stacks are, they all feel different, right? What says 50 pounds on one weight stack
and it says 50 pounds on another weight stack, well, those things track differently, or the angle isn't the same way. So how can you go from different gyms and still make progress? And how do you track that progress? Whereas a barbell, like 500 pounds is 500 pounds. 225 is 225. You know, so you can actually make quantifiable progress there.
That's a really pretty good much point.
On any continent, like there's a squat rack in Antarctica, you can go have an effective workout.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whereas the machine circuits are different everywhere.
That's a really good
point. That's one big gripe I have against it. Like, I want a new lifter to be able to pack on muscle and be able to pack on strength using a barbell and a squat rack and a platform before getting fancy and covering themselves in baby oil and doing high volume sets on machines at the Gold's Gym. So that's my main take on it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about with machines being differently calibrated at different places. For example, a lat pull down machine made by company A is going to be different than the lat pull down machine at company B. And they'll say like 50 pounds, whatever, 50, 75, yeah, you know, whatever. But the weight is different depending on which machine you're using. So that's a really good
point. And the hypertrophy bros will say, but it's just about the mechanical tension. I don't need to know that the weight is the exact same. I just need to know that I'm taking my sets within 1 to 2 to 3 RIR. And that's how I know I'm getting mechanical tension, or I'm taking them to failure. And, you know, there's probably some merit to that. Like, you don't have to think too hard about it. Like, if you go and just like take a bunch of machine workouts to failure all the time, you'll probably have pretty good results, right? Yeah,
you'll be fine.
You'll be fine, like, because it's better than what everybody else is doing, right?
Yeah.
But it's just harder to quantify how you're 100%. Actually making progress. I had another point and I lost it. I found it. Here it is. So me, who is the, what I would like to consider myself a, in strength circles, a very, very average. I'm very, very average when it comes to my lifts. Like about a 300 bench, about a 450 squat, about a 550 deadlift, but I can go max every single machine. But the people who've only ever trained machines, they can't hit my numbers on the compound lifts. But I can go and have an effective machine workout because I have the force production capability way more. So that's always an interesting take too. Like those big buff, you ever see like the big buffed up dude who's just like, he looks like a damn balloon, but he can't deadlift 315 without a hitch and hurting himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a real thing, but rarely is it the case in the opposite direction. So here's a question. Who has better physiques, machine bros or barbell bros?
The one who does both.
The one who does both and the one who doesn't eat like a jackass.
Exactly. Yeah. No, so let's move on to the next point. I think we're going to skip over what is each for, because I think they each have their own place, obviously. But when it comes to which one you start with, we would obviously go with the barbell route over the machine route. But a main topic of conversation around barbells versus machines are injuries, right? I think the main argument that people have for machines is that my body is not as beat up using a machine training my upper chest than it is when I train with a barbell. Or maybe doing leg extensions on a machine will, you know, help me with my hypertrophy gains for my quads over doing a front squat, which is going to activate my other muscles that I might not want to activate, or have, you know, knee injuries or any joint pains, right? That's the main argument they have. So what's your perspective on that take, and what would you say to that essentially?
I love this one. Everybody like claims, hey, machines are better on the joints and all of that. They're safer. You're not going to be hurt and whatnot. So like that deems barbells, like, you know, hard on the joints, whatever. But here, if it's easy on the joints, if an exercise is easy on the joints, then it's easy on the muscles. And do we want that if we want to apply a stress for our body to adapt to so we can become stronger? Is that, you know what I'm saying? So like, since it's joint friendly, does that immediately make it good? And does that immediately make it safer? Mm-hmm. Why would you not want to train the joints and the tendons and the ligaments and the bones, which is what a barbell does because you're applying pretty heavy loads, and the muscles at the same time? Whereas like you think machines, it's like we're only working our muscles plus maybe a little bit of tendon, but like that's the general consensus. So it's like, just because an exercise is joint friendly, does that actually make it good or does that make it bad?
That's a good point.
That's like the overall consensus there. Like the deadlift is known to be, or is claimed to be, hard on the back, hard on the spine and the joints and the hips. The squat can be hard on the knees and the hips and the back. But isn't that kind of what makes them good? Right? So like machines, you can do like very specific targeted hypertrophy work on them. And that's what makes them, that's what makes machines good. Right. So that's where I'm at on that, but it's all about what you adapt to. Right. You can take some 65-year-old lady in off the street who's never lifted before, and you can slowly expose her to the barbell movements, and she goes through that stress recovery adaptation. She develops a tolerance to these deadlifts, and she can go very heavy, and her maybe some pains that she had before go away. She's never complaining about her joints or anything. She's getting stronger, right? But it's all kind of what you're adapted to. Like, I'm willing to bet if I went and did a full blown machine circuit, like for a week, I would just feel beat up because I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
Right. But in the machine bro who goes and does a bunch of barbell work, he's probably going to feel beat up too, because that's not what he's adapted to. So that's kind of my take on that. What about you?
I think my take is more so about what your body can handle is probably on a threshold. There's a threshold to how much stress your body can handle. And I think barbells help increase that threshold slightly. And the reason why I say that is because we're only limited to what we think we can do. And if we start giving excuses to saying, oh, my joints hurt when I do this, you're going to obviously decrease the threshold of what you can do. So if you continuously say that you can't do barbells because it hurts your back, it hurts your joints, then you've completely removed that out of the equation, and your threshold for what you can do and can't do, what you can do goes down, obviously. So I think that's the perspective. I think the mindset comes along with the physicality aspect of it. It doesn't make sense to me to say that if you're keeping the reps, sets reps constant for both machines and barbells and weight, constant for barbells versus machines, I don't see how one can be worse than the other. It's very hard for me to believe that one would be worse than the other. I think they're both good, to say that. But I also think that if you train barbells with the mindset that you're making hypertrophy gains, you're still going to achieve, you're still getting the same results as a machine, I think. And to put the blame on injuries with barbells is a little bit, I don't think it's fair to the barbells. I think a lot of it has to do with the way you train as well. What's your stress management within your programming? Like how high of an intensity are you running with your lifts? Week by week, how much volume are you giving yourself? I think where people put the blame on barbells is the fact that you can go heavier And when people go heavier, they're more prone to injuries, which is true. But imagine if you just went heavier on machines, you would still get injured.
You can't, well. Though, because you run out of weight.
That's a good point. But if you could go to unlimited weight, and let's say you put the same amount of weight on a barbell as a machine, or a machine as a barbell, and you're doing those low reps, you're still going to injure yourself. So I don't think it's fair to put the blame on barbells entirely, because you can always run. I know you hate the eights, but if you run three sets of eight, four sets of eight on a machine versus doing it with a barbell, you're not going to get injured. You're not going to get injured. Yeah. It's only when you're pushing yourself at 95% plus intensity, doing sets of one, sets of two, then I can definitely see that you might get injured. And I think that's where people put the blame on barbells. Where people put the blame on barbells is because of the fact that more people get injured doing barbells because they're pushing their threshold for building strength a lot higher than you are if you're using machine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, if somebody like we've got a couple minutes, but that, you know, if you're pushing heavy weights on machines, like, I feel like nobody ever tests that. Like if you're doing like heavy triples and heavy fives on machines, like trying to max that shit out, like what injury rates would we see in comparison to the barbell? Because at least with the barbell, there's like a movement model that has to happen for it to go. Like a squat that's heavy enough, it needs to stay over the midfoot or else it's going to suck. A deadlift, it needs to stay over the midfoot. The shoulders need to be in front of the bar, right? Back needs to be rigid in order for the bar to even go. Whereas like a machine, like you were saying, you can like contort yourself on this thing and wiggle around. And I guess you can do that on a barbell too, but it would be interesting. Like what if we did a bunch of heavy triples and fives on the machines from like an injury perspective, would it be just as much as a barbell? Probably not, because again, you run out of weight you can use. But like if you were had everybody maxing on the leg press, which is a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Doing like a heavy single on leg press. You can't tell me that's safer than squats, right?
Like, yeah.
Probably less so, because you're just going to get crushed and you have to manually put the safeties in as opposed to